hypothetical.
Is pedophilia wrong?
Pedophilia I consider to be wrong because it is actively damaging someone else, right?
But what if they say they're a minor attracted person and it's pro-social to be with a young person? Why are they wrong? Do you know what pro-social means?
Like, pro-social means, there's like pro-social and antisocial behaviors. It's like a theory of social psychology. Pro-social generally means like working together, socialization.
You know, they're socializing with an 8-year-old. Why is that wrong?
Okay, that's not socializing and you know it.
Yes, this is part two. And another thing. Now, instead of facing the truth, instead of returning to a state of consciousness, not a state of stupor, they double down and go deeper. They call it the sunk cost fallacy. Well, you have already invested in something, you're going to ride it on down until it completely destroys yourself. That's what sunk cost fallacy means. They use it in gambling. Like, say if you're at the blackjack table and you up, let's say 50,000. But you, after five or six hands, you're losing $1,000 each. You think in your mind, well, I'm already here. I'm already invested the 5,000 I've lost. I might as well keep going. And then you ride that because you think like, oh, it's going to eventually turn soon. It's going to change. The tide's going to change. I'm going to get some good cards. And you keep riding it on down until you end up with nothing. That's what these little Kirk clowns are doing. That's what I'm calling them. Kirk clowns. Kirk clown captives with all K's. Because no way in the world you could listen to this man and say, you know what? People are taking him out of context because that's what they're doing now. This is the resentment phase, the denial phase they're going through. Now it's not even about the Freemasonry symbols that he did, putting his hands in a pyramid. Devil horns, when it didn't even need to show devil horns. And I seen him do it twice on separate videos. One, when he was talking about the Talmud. When he said, he asked the guy, how many Talmud books were there? And he goes, two, and he does the devil horns. One for Jerusalem and one from the Babylonian. He didn't even need to go that far. But the guy he said it to was wearing a sniper shirt, as I explained in a previous episode. So it was all set up for him to say it. And the other time was like he said enemies, but then he did his hands in the devil horns talking about enemies. Like, people don't see what they need to see, but they will defend it because of the denial, the spirit of denial working in their bones right now. So now when I posted that clip that you heard in the beginning, now I'm getting charged with, oh, I'm not about the truth no more because I'm taking it out of context. So what this gentleman did, he went back and found the entire interview. Mind you, he didn't need to use any other example or hypothetical because that's what he started with. He said, let me ask you a hypothetical question. They were talking about doctrines of philosophy. Doctrines of philosophy. And he was talking about doctrines of philosophy with this young woman. He said, let me pose a hypothetical. Is pedophilia wrong? She said, it is damaging. That's all he needed to hear from that. He was like, okay, he got his answer. Pedophilia is wrong. It's damaging. That's what she said. She asked him, right? She's like, it's damaging to other people, right? He said, what if they're a minor attractive person? He doubled down on keeping the pedophilia talk within this conversation. And like I said, if he's a Freemason, that means Freemasons are known to do mock ritual bride ceremonies with young men, young boys. I found his name, Bill Schnoblin. Bill Schnoblen. Dr. William Bill Schnoblin, former 33rd degree Freemason. He's revealed dark secrets about Freemasonry. He became a Catholic priest. Then he became a Freemason, a pagan Druid, a Luciferian, a Satanist warlock, a high witch priest, and later a Mormon. And he did this interview with a YouTube channel called Almost False Channel. And he did this this interview recently. He explained that Freemasons would meet up at the lodge after hours with a child who they would gang rape until death in the exact same spot that the Freemasonic King James Bible would have been placed during regular ritual meeting hours. If you remember the movie, what's the Flowers Moon, the Flower Moon by Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro swindle some Indians out of their inheritance by killing them off because they were on the land filled with oil. It was about the Osage Indians. There was a scene where Leonardo DiCaprio has to take his pants down and get beat by a paddle, and he's getting beat by a paddle at this ritual altar. So just imagine where this ritual altar is. That's where they have the King James Bible. And that's where they've been raping children. Now, I'm going to take his word for it because he's a former 33rd degree Freemason. And he said the Freemasons have tried to kill him repeatedly for speaking out. This man is a treasure. This man is prophecy. The truth and whatever's hidden in the dark is starting to come to light. You got to be completely stupid as a human being for your generation's sake to not see what's actually going on with this. So now all these little Kirk clown captives are going around on the internet, on whatever platform that's talking about Charlie Kirk, are now saying people are taking him out of context. So now people are posting literally 10 to 20, I didn't even know you could post 10 to 20 minute clips of people's interviews without getting them like it used to get trademarked or rights reserved or copyrighted. Now these conversations are going all over the place. 10 to 15 minutes. They had to speed up the Zoom just to fit almost an hour of him debating and arguing, trying to fill in the context that people are somewhat missing. He didn't need to bring up any hypothetical about a man touching a child because the conversation was not about pedophilia. If it was, then he wouldn't have to say, I'm going to give you a hypothetical. He introduced pedophilia into the conversation. So regardless of what they were talking about as far as philosophy, he didn't need to bring it up. She already answered him. He said it was damaging. Then he said, oh, it's a minor attracted person. After a minor attracted person, he said, what was wrong with that? And she said, she confirmed it. She's like, no, it's not just a conversation and it's not pro-social. She had to school him what anti-social and what pro-social actually meant. So that means he was forcing the philosophy of pedophilia to be normalized with a philosophy that he himself didn't know. He ain't no college educated grad. He didn't get educated in philosophy or scripture. He didn't go to a seminary. He's a dropout. He went to a piss poor dunk college and then dropped out. His wife was Miss USA of Arizona in 2012. Donald Trump owned the Miss Universe and Miss USA pageant at that time before he sold it off in, I think, 2016. If you understand that, you should understand when JFK Jr., well, I don't know what, I think he was on a Letterman show. He was on a late night show, and he talked about a letter that he got from Monica Lewinsky when she was 9 years old, referring to herself as a pizza slice. You think these people aren't already touched before you see them on the main stage? You think these people aren't already put together before you see them on a platform? We think because we see these people like, oh my gosh, they're blessed because they come out of nowhere. None of these people come out of nowhere. They hide their origin stories. What if we heard that JFK Jr. had a letter? I'm talking about the one that died in the plane crash. Him. He said this when Monica Lewinsky was 9 years old. Imagine if we knew this at the time of that Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky story came out, we just said, hold up, something ain't right. She's already been in those circles before she became an intern. We would have called BS on that the moment we heard that story. But that's what happens when we didn't have the Ruach Yahuwah poured onto us in the last days. Now we're being able to catch all of this, the things that we missed. We're putting two and two together. And only people that can't put two and two together are these Kirk clown captives. They can't put it together because they so desperately need Christianity to be at the forefront of this movement. Because their religion has been mocked continuously in Hollywood. That's how they validate their spirituality. As if Hollywood says something good or negative about their religion. So then they go searching. They search for an image. That's why if you understand in the last times why Esau, not only running this world, but his image is running the world. And people can't get enough of the image. Not the Grecian Jesus Christ ain't doing it for him no more. It ain't. It ain't doing it for him no more because that image is getting tore down. Now it's getting tore down. Now Christians of all colors are trying to search for an image of Christianity. That's what's really not being talked about. That's the real elephant in the room. Now that the Israelites are waking up, now we are confessing that he's Negro. Now we're confessing that he is not what you say he is. Now that we're bringing out the scriptures that say he had hair like wool, feet as burnished brass, now we're confirming it. Now they can't stop it. So no matter where they go, they're going to hear a Hebrew Israelite talk about how Yahusha or Yahawashi is a Negro, is black. Now they can't escape that. So what they're doing now, they need an image. They need an image they know that's theirs. They need an image they know is going to represent them. That's what they're looking for. And it ain't going to find it. Because just like COINTELPRO worked on us, it's going to work on these fools. Now it's truly switched over, except they're not getting a civil rights era. This spiritual awakening that Christians are so forth thinking they're getting, it's not. It's leading them right to Albert Pike's 1871 Three World War letter about Christianity funneling itself right into Luciferianism. Because they're going to show you with the nihilist and the atheist how those religions are never going to save you in the end. And the Most High is going to allow it to happen. He is going to allow it to happen. Let me explain to you. This is where we are in scripture. This is where we are in prophecy. 2 Baruch chapter 48. I'm going to read 32 on down until I'm tired of reading it. And it shall come to pass in those days that all the inhabitants of the earth shall be moved one against another, because they know not that my judgment has drawn nigh. For there shall not be found many wise at the time, and the intelligent shall be but a few. How blessed are we to be born in a time such as this? For you, Gentile and Yasharel alike, to get understanding and knowledge and wisdom and not like these fools. And there shall be many rumors and tidings, not a few, and the doings of phantasmata, which means demons will shall manifest themselves like you've seen. Now it ain't just the nighttime that you're seeing these somewhat falling meteors or falling comets or space debris. It's demons. If you read the Testament of Solomon, it's demons. Demons are falling out of the sky because they have nothing to alight on. And because sin has become rampant, it's tearing a hole in the veil. So now you are seeing the phantasmata manifest itself falling from the sky. Now they're doing it in the daytime. Phantasmata shall be manifest, and promises not a few be recounted. Some of them shall prove idle, and some of them shall be confirmed. And honor shall be turned into shame, and strength humiliated into contempt, and probity destroyed, and beauty shall become ugliness. And many shall say to many at that time, where has the multitude of intelligence hidden itself? And whither has the multitude of wisdom removed itself? And while they are meditating on these things, Then envy shall arise in those who had not thought of aught of themselves, and passion shall seize him that is peaceful. And many shall be stirred up in anger to injure many, and they shall rouse up armies in order to shed blood, and in the end they shall perish together with them. They shall perish together with them. Let the multitude perish which were born in vain. 4 Ezra chapter 9, verse 22. And shall come to pass at that selfsame time that a change of times shall manifestly appear to every man, because in those times they polluted themselves, and they practiced oppression, and walked every man in his own works, and remembered not the Torah of El Yahuwah. Therefore a fire shall consume their thoughts, and in flame shall the meditations of their mind be tried, for the judge shall come and will not tarry. A fire shall consume their thoughts, and in flame shall the meditations of their mind be tried. Are they going to search out repentance? Are they going to curse the name of Yahuwah? Because of the inhabitants of the earth knew when he was transgressing, but my Torah they knew not by reason of their pride. It ain't nothing holding you back from following the Torah. Nothing. Nothing holding you back. Not chains, not whips, not a sword. Nothing is holding you back to observe what you could do in your own household. Christians out here walking and parading talk about they have killed the man, but it didn't kill the dream. Like he MLK. Let me give you some numerology real quick. MLK, anniversary of him being shot and killed, was April 4th, 2025. That's the anniversary. Did you know if you add 25 plus 4 plus 4, it equals 33. Did you know Charlie Kirk's birthday is 10-14-25? If you add those up, which means the 10 with the 14, the 2 with the 2 and the 5, because the 0 is obviously ain't there, it's 33. That's 27 weeks apart. Did you know in Chaldean cipher and numerology, Charlie Kirk's name equals 27? Did you know also that if you go 3 to the third power, whereas the big 3 and a little 3 on top, what is that? It's 27. If you look on the table of where he was shot, he had 3 Donald Trump hats, 3 47s. If you add those up, 4 plus 7 is 11. 4 plus 7 is 11. 4 plus 7 is 11. You time those by 3, it's 33. His birthday is 33 days away from 9/11. These fools get on here doing interviews like Patel talking about we'll see him in Valhalla. That's Norse mythology. Here is a Punjabi Indian talking about Valhalla. His crooked eyes self talking about something is Valhalla. He's an embarrassment to his nation, his ethnic nation. And he talking about, oh, 36 hours, oh, it's 33. Then the president, he get up there and tell, I prayed for 33 hours. They made it so in your face about it to test how stupid people are, how without intelligence people really are. Now they know they're going to turn the heat up on the ignorance, because they know people now are in their emotions more than they're in their ruach. And I said this before. It's about either having passion, never emotion. It's either about having intelligence and understanding in the ruach that will help you guard your emotions. This whole entire generation is like a female. And I'm sorry for you females that are awakened that know how to control your emotions. I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about the females in this called out assembly. I'm talking about as a worldly woman, this is what this generation is. This is what this world is. Easily offended. Then they try to gaslight you. Then they won't take accountability. This is truly the whore of Babylon's work. This is truly Jezebel reaffirming herself in the minds of people who are not attached to the Most High Yahuwah. But many shall then assuredly weep, yea, over the living more than over the dead. Many shall then assuredly weep over the living more than over the dead. And I answered and said, O Adam, what have you done to all those who are born from you? And what would be said to the first chewer who hearkened to the serpent? For all this multitude are going to corruption, nor is there any numbering of those whom the fire devours. So it is going to be a lot of people being devoured by fire. But again, I will speak in your presence. You, O Yahuwah, my Adonai, know what is in your creature. For you did of old command the dust to produce Adam. And you know the number of those who are born from him and how far they have sinned before you who have existed and not confessed you as their creator. And as regard all these, their end shall convict them. And your Torah, which they have transgressed, shall requite them on your day. But now let us dismiss the wicked and inquire about the righteous, and I will recount their blessedness and not be silent in celebrating their glory, which is reserved for them. For assuredly, as in a little time in this transitory world in which ye live, ye have endured much labor. So in that world to which there is no end, ye shall receive great light. Ye have endured much labor. So in that world to which there is no end, ye shall receive great light. All they needed to do is read. All they needed to do is read the words of Paul. Since they go to Paul so much to validate their religion, validate their foolishness, validate their BS, and yet they missed the part in Colossians 2 when Paul said, wherefore, if ye be dead with Mashiach from the rudiments of the world, why as though living in the world are ye subject to dogma? Why are you subject to doctrine? Why are you subject to a Republican Party? Why are you subject to a Democratic Party? Why are you subject to Christianity? Which all are to perish with the using. If you use the dogma, if you use the doctrine, you are going to perish. After the commandments and doctrines of men. After the commandments and doctrines of men. So in one of these little videos that's circulating, Charlie Kirk got into a, like I said, he got into a debate with some redhead that couldn't speak a lick, could not enunciate words, couldn't put a sentence together, maybe because he was nervous, then he shouldn't have got his dumb ass up there and got on the mic. But he got up there in a sniper shirt talking about he believed that the church will replace Yasharel in the New Testament. He believes that the Christian church is going to replace the blood-born Yashareli. Because they believe that Judaism has found its promised land. They believe that the Jews have already have their promised land. That means the New Testament is about Christians. This is how they fall unto the great delusion. This is why there is no Holy Spirit in Christianity. And this young man got up there and brought out five doctrines. Five doctrines created by men from the 15th and the 18th century. European men. He brought up Gaspar Olivianus, which was covenant theology. That's basically following the Torah. These men have created subsects and subtexts out of scripture for their doctrine to work so they can control the minds of men and women. Then it was the five-point Calvinists, which came from John Calvin, another European, pointless and worthless. Then it was the Presbyterian doctrine, created by John Knox, another insignificant European. Then it was Henry Jacobs, who created the Reformed Baptist, another insignificant European. And then there's the major one that created dispensationalism and the rapture doctrine, which was John Nelson Darby, another insignificant European, that said that the Christian church should be ordered as a Masonic lodge. Look that up. You want context? Do your research and look that up. Now I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians. This was the daily scripture for the seed for today. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of Elohim. neither does corruption inherit in corruption. So how can religion, doctrines of other men, corrupt the word of the Most High Yahuwah and Yahusha, be called in to incorruption? How can they receive immortality with the doctrines of mortality? Doesn't make much sense to me. This is what you will come to know and understand if you came out of religion. If you came out of dogma, you would understand this. If man has corrupted scripture, adding and taking away, which is a curse, how can those who follow it receive incorruption? Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Funny that it's worded that way. Not the last trumpet, but the last trump. For the shofar shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of Yahuwah. At the blink of an eye, the twinkling of an eye, we shall all be changed. Now, there is a book written by a Jew, a Russian Jew. And his book is called The Last Trump. It was a science fiction story published in 1955. The plot involves the devil arriving on Earth and witnessing all the dead rising, only to realize this is a form of hell rather than heaven. The story concludes with the world being restored to normal after a legalistic argument over the calendar's ambiguity. If now, if they made this story based off the last trump in Corinthians and try to make a science fiction story, because it says in Revelation that the devil, having much wrath, will come down, being wroth with the woman and the remnant, and for those who guard and keep the commandments, the remnant. It's not no longer a science fiction story. And when the devil sees that the dead are arising, he knows that they're going to arise. He knows that the Most High is never a liar. That's what he do know. He know that y'all don't need to lie. And when it's funny when he says the story concludes with the world being restored to normal after a legalistic argument over a calendar. So, this goes to show you, if those who are in a solar calendar and not using new moons, guess what the legalistic argument going to be? We're going to return to the new moons, because it's even mentioned in scripture, from his new moon to new moon to his new moon, and to Shabbat to his Shabbat, to Yah's new moon and Yah's Shabbat. It didn't say the Essenian's calendar. It didn't say Nick Van Land's calendar. It didn't say any solar calendar that you have created that makes the seven-day creation story the starting point of a calendar. But I'm gonna wait till this legalistic argument happens. And I hope a lot of you are around at the time we have this legalistic argument. So until then, I'm gonna still follow Yah's new moon and Yah's Shabbat. And that's all I'm going to say about this Charlie Kirk situation. His wife is pathetic. Quote me on that. She get up there, her husband, with these orangey, yellowish looking hands. Like he had kidney failure or something. Or liver failure. Yellowish hands. And she puts up a big medallion of an American eagle. With an American flag on it. A whole photo shoot. Didn't get up there with these threats. Like, oh, you don't know what you started. Who is who? The man that's in charge of it was arrested. And the man that was arrested is wearing is wearing a Land of the Free, Home of the Brave shirt. That's your people. The Most High was like, nah, you're not using my people for none of this nonsense. You use it to trap dummies. You use it to trap those disillusioned with Christianity. You lose it. You use it against those who are part of the great delusion. Keep my people out of it. You should be glad they didn't use a black Hebrew Israelite. Even if they did use it, it wouldn't be nothing to happen. It wouldn't be nothing. It would be no fights and arguments. I guarantee you that. Even that UIC and ISUPK are Masonic camps. They got too many numbers for anybody of a European descent to go up there and start trouble with them. They know that part. They know that problem won't work. That's probably why they didn't do it. They didn't use a black Hebrew Israelite from out of those camps. Not to say they will never do it. Not to say they won't do it. Because them fools ain't training for nothing. Them fools ain't amassing numbers and numbers and numbers to not use them. So y'all's gonna pin them against each other. You're gonna see all hell break loose. Literally. And all we're gonna do is sit back and laugh with popcorn. Because we know in the books of Baruch and Ezra that this time was going to come. That this time was sure enough going to come. Talk about you don't know what you spread across the world. And you know what's embarrassing too? I seen the Maori, New Zealand, Hawaiians, or whatever you want to call them. They're out there doing the haka, which is a ritual dance or ritual ceremony for their people. They did it with Charlie Kirk. Picture and portrait in the background. A college dropout that said some stupid mess just for shock value. That's what they're lifting up. That's how powerful media is unto the minds of the idiots. That's how powerful it is. That's how powerful mainstream media is. That these people are doing a ceremonial dance for their people for a Christian. And they themselves are Christians. I'm watching Apple TV Chief of War. Man, it's a great show. It's only 9 episodes, 45 to an hour show. It's great. It shows you truly how colonizers and a European touch and ruin everything they get their hands on. Ruin everything they get their hands on. You'll see it. And you'll see nations after nations adopt their principles, adopt their clothing, adopt their way of fighting in war, and get swallowed up in the meantime. Spread like a cancer. But this is the mindset in the Ruach they were blessed to have. They were blessed to live far from heaven. So everywhere they would go, they would go into other lands with dew that had abundance and resources. Because their prophecy was that they wouldn't ever be able to touch the dew of heaven. They would need to rule by the sword. Man, it's too many idiots and morons out here to even fight them. So I ain't even going to try. I'm just going to keep hitting facts, little one-liners here and there, just to show them and prove to them how dumb their following is. This how dumb and stupid they are. Sodish. As the Most High called us, all these people, when he said that he's going to return all these curses upon our enemies, you've seen it. And the first thing is being delusional. Spiritual blindness. You've seen it. Run rampant. Ain't nothing you could do about it. This is a time where the inhabitants are going to be struck with a stupor of heart. So just enjoy when their downfall comes, that's when they'll learn. And when they start learning, it'll be way too late. It'll be way too late. That hour will be coming. That judgment will draw nigh. Proverbs 1:26 to 30. That's when it's going to pop off. And then they're going to run to you. Then they're going to run to you, hat in hand. Please tell me about Yahuwah. Please tell me, how can I stop this? Please tell me if the pain is too much. I can't wait for those seals to crack open. And whatever those hornets and those little bees or whatever things are going to sting people for 5 months, I pray to y'all I ain't one of them. I have to be confident in following his law, statutes, commandments that I won't be one of them. And while everybody getting stung up, they're going to see why we ain't stung up. Y'all going to go into work. Y'all going to go into work with no bumps and nothing on y'all. These people not even going to check into work. They're going to call in work sick. It's going to be so many people. I hope they keep the internet going. I hope they keep phones going. Because everybody's going to be TikToking and Instagram reeling their judgment and those plagues unleashed on them. And it's going to be, how can we stop this? Run around in the streets with the phones in their hand. How can we stop this? Can you help us? Well, some of y'all who are in the know in this scripture, y'all going to see our following counts shoot skyrocket if it's still up. If social media is still a thing by then, y'all going to have follower accounts going smooth up when y'all not get infected. Because now they're going to see in how to act to get those plagues off their neck. That's the beauty and the patience of the saints. And to endure even unto death, because they're going to hate us for not being one of them. They're going to pull us out of our houses for not being one of them. And all you have to do is be patient and know that the Most High is going to deliver our enemies into our hands or deliver them unto judgment while we sleep, but a twinkling of an eye for us to be changed into our glorified heavenly bodies.